1950년에 6.25가 일어났습니다.
In 1950, the Korean War broke out.
이제 부산이 남고 다 빼앗기게 됐죠.
And all of the land was taken away and seized by the other forces, and only Busan was left.
그러니까 이제 우리 어머니가 그때 뱃속에 저를 배우고 있었다고 합니다.
And that was when I was still in my mother's womb.
그래서 사고 날 것 같으니까 이제 시골로 들어가서 났다고 합니다.
And because she felt that something terrible would happen, she actually went to rural province and she had me there.
부산만 남았으니까 얼마나 큰 위기가 됐습니까?
And because only Busan stood and was left, it was a time of great crisis.
그때에 사실은 처음으로 목사, 장로, 기도회를 했는데 이분들이 진짜 기도를 했어요.
And at that time, for the very first time in our history, we saw that pastors and elders came together to genuinely hold together a prayer meeting, and they truly prayed at that time.
여러분 보통 목사, 장로 이런 기도하면 행사지 진짜 기도 안 하거든요. 이 사람들이 진짜 기도를 한 겁니다.
And usually when pastors or elders gather together to pray, it's just a special occasion. It's almost a sort of just event that they're holding, but this time they really pray together genuinely.
이 목사님, 장로님들이 모여가지고요. 처음 정말 국가를 위해서 기도한 거예요.
And these pastors and elders gathered, and together they truly prayed for our country.
여러분 아시다시피 기적이 일어나지 않았습니까?
And as you know very well, a miracle took place.
우리나라가 다 이제 없어져 버리는데 연합군이 와야 도와주는데 연합군이 그냥 올 수가 없잖아요.
And of course, we had just one plot piece of our land left. We were almost surrendering before the enemy forces, but the allied forces had to come to deliver us from that state.
그 UN에서 결의를 해줘야 돼요. 한국 도와주라 이렇게.
But in order for those allied forces to come in and fight for our country, the UN had to pass.
우리나라는 급한데 지금 다 없어져버린 부산만 남았는데요.
And so our country was in dire straits because we had nothing left. Only Busan was left standing.
언제 UN이 회의를 모입니까?
And then how can they actually have that entire group of the UN members gather?
급하니까 이제 상임 국가들이 모이겠죠. 이제.
And so because it was in such a hurry, the UN Security Council gathered together.
이제 강대국 내 나라가 모여가지고 회의를 하는 겁니다. 한국. 도와줄 거냐 말 거냐.
And these four developed countries, advanced countries gathered and they were taking a vote to decide whether to go and help Korea or not.
그 상임 국가 중에 러시아가 들어 있어요.
But of course Russia was part of that standing committee.
러시아는 틀림없이 반대하겠죠.
And of course Russia would vote against that.
근데 그 상임 국가 중에서 뭐 이게 내 나라가 중에서 뭐 한둘이 반대해 버리면 우리나라는 어떻게 됩니까?
And from those four countries, this vote had to be passed unanimously. What would have happened if even one of them opposed that decision?
그날 밤에 목사님, 장로님들이 기도한 거예요.
It was that very night that pastors and elders of Korea gathered to pray together.
근데 여러분 뭐 뉴스도 나고 알고 있습니다만은 러시아 차가 가다가 고장이 났버렸어.
And I'm sure we are well aware of this because we saw this on the news. But the Russian vehicle with the delegates, it broke down on the way.
어떻게 그럴 수가 있습니까? 제 차가 말이요, 쉽게 말해 시동이 꺼져버린 거죠.
How can that happen? The engine wouldn't start for that vehicle.
기권이 되는 거죠.
And that's why they just had to pass on that vote.
그래서 한국 살리려고 결정이 된 겁니다.
And that's why the other three countries decided to go to the support and help of Korea.
국가를 위해서 기도하는 정말 기도한다면 여러분 역사는 납니다.
If we truly pray for our nation and for our country, these kinds of works will arise.
우리는 국가를 위해서 기도 안 하지 않잖아요.
But we do not pray for our country.
히스기야 왕이 정말로 국가를 위해 기도할 때 하나님이 어떻게 하셨습니까?
When King Hezekiah prayed for his nation, how did God carry out his work?
아, 히스기야 왕이 말이죠. 왕이 탁 된 겁니다.
King Hezekiah rose to the throne.
근데 아버지는 말이죠. 늘 강대국 나라에게 아수르 나라에 막 빌고 뭐 세금 바치고 이랬단 말이에요.
And his father, the previous king, would always pay taxes and always give tribute to Assyria, this mighty nation.
히스기야 왕이 왕 되자마자 통보했습니다. 지금부터 우리는 당신 나라에 세금을 줄 수 없다. 이렇게 통보한 겁니다.
And as soon as Hezekiah became the king, he announced publicly, saying, "We will no longer pay tribute to your country."
웬일입니까? 아수르 군사가 쳐들어왔어요.
And that's why as a result of that decision and that announcement, the Assyrian forces invaded.
조그마한 이스라엘 나라에 18만 5천 명이라는 군대를 데리고 간 거예요.
Israel is such a very small country, but the Syrians brought 185,000 soldiers to fight.
아, 히스기야가 갑자기 이제 덜컥 겁이 난 거예요.
And of course, King Hezekiah was filled with dread and fear.
첫 번째 한 게 뭐냐면은 사람을 보냈어요.
The very first thing that he did was he sent a special envoy.
잘못했다.
Saying, I'm sorry.
사과를 한 거죠.
He asked for forgiveness.
그게 통합니까? 지금 이게 쳐들어왔는데.
But how can that work? Because already the Syrian soldiers are on the move.
아니, 히스기야 왕이 이제 급해진 거예요. 갑자기.
Hezekiah was in a rush. He felt the urgency of the situation.
그러니까 집에 있는 은, 금 이걸 모아가지고 말이죠. 심지어 벽에 붙은 금도 떼가지고 갖다 준 거예요.
So he took all of the gold and the silver in his home. He took all of the ornaments and ornamentations and decorations in his home off the walls, and then he took it.
어떻게 합니까, 이럴 때 이게?
And how should what should you do at this time?
안 통한단 말이에요.
It wouldn't work.
우리는 도저히 안 믿거든요. 히스기야 왕이 그때서야 기도하기 시작한 겁니다.
So for us too, we just simply do not believe. It was at that moment that King Hezekiah finally began to pray.
성전에 가서 말이죠. 벽을 향하여 하나님 앞에 간절히 기도해요.
He went to the temple, he faced the wall, and he prayed ardently before God.
성경은 이렇게 기록하고 있습니다.
And this is what the scriptures reveal to us.
이 밤에 그랬습니다.
It says that very night.
이 밤이 뭡니까? 히스기야 왕이 기도하던 밤에 그 말이에요.
And what does that refer to? That very night when King Hezekiah began his prayer.
주의 사자가 말해 치니까 아수르 군사 18만 5천 명이 죽어버린 거예요.
The angels of the Lord came and struck down all 185,000 soldiers of the Assyrian army.
여러분 이제 여러분들은 국가를 위해 기도하는 정말 선교사로 이제 파송되는 겁니다.
Now you are each being commissioned as missionaries who truly pray for our nation.
교회는 이분들을 국가를 살리는 선교사로 파송해야 돼요.
And the church must commission out these very individuals as missionaries who save the nation.
성경을 잘 보세요.
Look carefully at the Bible.
모세 어머니가 나라를 살리기 위한 기도를 할 때 어떤 일 벌어졌습니까?
What happened when Moses' mother prayed a prayer to save the nation?
오늘 이 지금 한나가 그렇게 기도 응답 못 받다가 나실린 기도하는 순간에 응답 오기 시작한 거예요.
And even in today's passage in scriptures, we see that Hannah was completely devoid of all prayer answers, but from the very moment she began to pray for a Nazirite, God answered her.
꼭 하나만 기억하세요.
Just keep one thing in mind.
군 사역자 여러분들은 우리는 군과 현장에 선교사로 간다.
All of you military ministry workers, you are going out into the military field and into your own fields of life as missionaries.
24 기도하면 됩니다.
Just pray 24 hours a day.
우리 교회는 이분들을 선교사로 파송한다.
And our church is commissioning them out as missionaries.
왜 그렇습니까?
Why?
첫째입니다.
First.
이 국가를 위해 정말 기도하는 순간에 가장 먼저 재앙이 무너져 버려요.
In that very moment when we begin to engage in prayer for our nation, the very first thing that happens is that disaster has come to an end.
자, 이 지금 이 한나 한 사람이요. 여자 한 명이 기도하는데 어떤 응답이 왔습니까?
One woman, Hannah, began to pray and what kind of answers followed?
아무도 국가를 위해 기도 안 해요. 나실인달라고 기도하니까 하나님이 남은 자의 축복, 보좌의 축복을 쏟아부은 거예요.
There was no one, not even
그렇죠?
one person praying for the nation, but we see that from the very moment she began to pray for the Nazirite, God gave to her the answer of being the one who remains and gave her the blessing of the throne.
군인들 다 죽어가는데 아무도 군대를 위해 기도 안 해요.
Our soldiers, our service members are all dying, but no one prays for the military.
군에 사고 터지고 자살하고 난리인데 말이요, 아무도 군을 위해 기도 안 한다.
All sorts of mishaps erupt inside of the military field. People, the suicide rates are continually increasing, and no one prays for that field.
한나가 기도인 겁니다.
We see in today's passage, Hannah began her prayer.
그걸 보고 남은 자라고 합니다.
And that is what we call the one who remains.
우리 군사역자들 기억하십시오. 여러분은 남은 자입니다.
Military community workers, you must keep in mind and you must remember that you are the ones who remain.
하나님은 여러분에게 보좌의 축복으로 역사하실 겁니다.
And God will work upon you with the blessing of the throne.
이 한나는 그냥 기도가 아닙니다.
And Hannah's prayer was not just a simple prayer.
그야말로 앞으로 여러분 아시다시피 사무엘 인물을 보낼 건데요. 시공간 초월한 축복으로 순례자의 기도가 시작된 거예요.
As you know very well, we see that God answers her prayer by sending her Samuel, and that journey of the pilgrim begins. A prayer of the pilgrim that and the, with the answers that transcend time and space.
비록 아무도 국가를 위해 기도 안 하지 않지만 한 명이 전무후무한 정복자의 기도라는 겁니다. 남은 자, 순례자, 정복자의 기도라는 거예요.
Though no one was praying for the nation at that time, one person continues this prayer for the nation. And we can see that God gives to her the answer of the conqueror, the unprecedented, never repeated answer, the answer of both the conqueror, pilgrim, as well as the one who remains.
여러분이 이 기도를 시작해야 돼요.
You must now begin this prayer.
기도 어떻게 합니까? 저는 24입니다.
How can we pray, you ask? But I pray 24 hours a day.
다른 사람 이해하면 저는 그게 쉽습니다. 저는 24 기도를 해야 돼요.
People may not understand, but for me, this is so easy because I have no choice but to pray 24 hours a day.
별로 사람 나오기 얘기하기 싫을 정도로 24 기도해야 돼요.
And I pray 24 hours a day to the point where I don't even like to engage in discussions or conversations with other people.
여러분, 정말 한나가 받은 응답 사무엘이 받은 응답 받게 되기를 주의 이름으로 축복합니다.
I bless you in the name of the Lord that you may truly come to receive the answers that both Hannah and Samuel received.
아무도 국가를 위해 기도 안 해요.
No one prays for the nation.
아무도 군대를 위해 기도 안 해요.
No one prays for the military.
한나 한 명이 한 겁니다.
But we see that Hannah, one person began that prayer.
왜 그렇습니까?
Why?
두 번째입니다.
Second.
후대가 살아난 역사를 났어요.
We see that the works of save the posterity began to arise.
자, 이 여자 한 명의 기도에 후대가 살아나기 시작했어요.
One woman began her prayers and the posterity was revived as a result of that prayer.
나실린이 태어난 거요.
A Nazarite was born.
나실린이 누굽니까?
What is a Nazarite?
영적인 힘을 가지고 실력 있는 지도자.
A person, a very capable and competent leader who possesses spiritual strength.
여러분 군사역자 한 명의 기도에 영적 힘 있는 실력자들이 후대로 태어날 것이다.
And through the prayers of each and every one of you military ministry workers, we see that this posterity who are capable and competent leaders who are skilled and have spiritual strength will arise.
무조건 한 가지라고 24 기도해 보세요.
So don't do anything else. Just enter into 24 prayer.
이 나실인 사무엘이 나서 말이죠. 다윗 같은 군인을 키운 거예요.
This Nazarite Samuel 그렇죠. was born, and later on in his life, he raises up a soldier like David.
이렇게 됩니다.
This is what will happen.
나라를 위해 기도하는, 군대를 위해 기도하는 한나의 기도 같은 한 사람이 이런 일이 벌어진다 이 말이에요.
And this is the result of the prayer of one person, Hannah, who prayed for the nation, who prayed for the military.
꼭 기억해야 됩니다.
You must keep that in mind.
세 번째입니다.
Third reason.
미래를 살리는 기도가 됩니다.
Because this becomes the prayer to save the future.
여러분이 국가를 위해 정말 기도하는 그 시간에 다른 사람 아무도 기도 안 하는데 기도하는 그 시간에 재앙이 무너지고 후대가 살고 미래가 살아요.
We see that in that time when nobody is praying for the nation, when you, just simply one person begins that prayer for the nation, all the disasters will break down, the posterity will be revived, and the future will be saved.
저는 보았습니다.
I saw this.
우리 어머니는요, 일, 집, 교회.
My mother only went to work, home, and the church.
기도.
And all she did was pray.
뭐 그렇게 말이 이 여자분이 말이요 세계복음화를 위한 기도.
And this small for a woman, all she did was pray for world evangelization.
여러분 자녀들 왜 걱정하지 마세요. 제가 타락돼 있을 때도 새벽기도 갔다 와서 제 다리 붙잡고요. 세계복음화 하다가 기도하는 거예요.
Don't worry about your children. Even when I had fallen astray in the early morning, my mother would come home and she would grab hold of my leg and she would pray for God to use me for world evangelization.
예수도 안 믿는데 무슨 세계복음화를 하냐 말씀이지.
And in my sleep, I heard her voice, and I would think to myself, I don't even believe in God. How can I do world evangelization?
아니, 목사 되겠다. 나는 목사 되기 싫다.
And she continued to pray for me to become a pastor, but I thought to myself, I don't ever want to become a pastor.
그 기도를요, 하루도 안 빠지고.
And she prayed that
prayer
every single day without exception.
정말요, 여러분, 기도는 과학입니다. 기도가 응답된다 이 말을 좀 짐승 같은 사람 알아듣지 못하죠. 이건 정확한 과학입니다.
Prayer is a science, and it is a very exact and accurate science. Those people who are at the just mere level of beasts or animals, they cannot understand these words.
국가를 위해서 이 나실인 같은 군대를 달라고 기도했는데 하나님이 그 여자 기도를 들으시고 재앙을 막으시고 후대를 주셨단 말이에요.
And this woman simply prayed for her nation. She prayed for God to give to her a Nazirite. God answered her prayer. God saved the nation. God saved the military. And he blocked all impending disasters and saved and revived posterity.
그거로 끝난 게 아닙니다.
And it doesn't just end there.
이제 다윗 같은 인물을 세워요.
It then leads to a person like David being raised up.
사무엘이 살아있는 동안에는 블레셋이 전쟁 일으키지 못했다고 성경 기록하고 있습니다.
And the Bible records that during the lifetime of Samuel, Philistia never again entered into a war against Israel.
자, 얼마나 하나님의 큰 역사입니까?
So how astounding and great is the size of God's answers for us?
여러분의 그 기도는 재앙만 막을 뿐만 아니라 후대를 살리고 후대만 살리는 게 아니고 미래를 살리게 돼요.
And your prayers, they don't just block those disasters, they save the next generation. It doesn't just save the posterity, it then revives the future.
어떤 일입니까? 여러분, 요셉 보세요.
Let's just take a look at Joseph's life.
그냥 기도한 게 아니에요. 13년 뒤에 걸려 기도한 거예요.
He didn't just simply pray, he prayed for something that would come 13 여러분, years in the future.
나이 들었다고 생각하지 마세요. 여러분 뒤에 거를 지금 기도하셔야 됩니다.
So don't think that you are too old in your years. You must pray for the approaching future.
열몇 살 돼가지고 노예로 잡혀가는데 애굽에 가서 세계복음할 그거를 기도하고 있었다 이거예요.
He was in his
그렇죠?
teens when he was taken as a slave, but he was praying for the evangelization of Egypt, which would come much later on in his future.
요게벳이라고 하는 이 여자는 여러분 80년 후에 일어날 거 자기 아들이 커서 40이 될지 80이 될지 어떻게 합니까? 그거 붙잡고 기도한 거예요.
This woman Jochebed, she prayed for her son. She didn't know when those answers would
come. 굳게 붙잡으세요.
And actually those answers came 80 years into the future. But you must firmly hold on to this as well.
우리 교회가 237 치유 서밋 할 수 있는 걸 굳게 붙잡고 기도해야 돼요.
And our church must also firmly hold on to the fact that our church must stand to do 237 healing and summit ministry.
군사역자 여러분이 군 살릴 수 있는 그 언약을요 굳게 붙잡고 기도해요. 틀림없습니다.
All of you military ministry workers, you must firmly hold on to the covenant that you must save the military field, and you must pray with that.
이 언약을 굳게 붙잡은 거예요.
She firmly held on to this covenant.
그래서 내가 친구 보고 말이요, 나는 세계 복음을 할 것이다 이러니까 처음에는 아멘 하더만은 계속 그러니까 웃더라고요.
And so actually in the past when I was meeting with my friend and I would say, I'm going to do world evangelization, at first they just listened, but after some time, they began to laugh.
야, 전도해야 돼. 세계복음을 해야 돼.
We need to evangelize and we need to do world evangelization.
이러니까요. 저를 좀 이상하게 보세요. 미친 줄 알고 이상하게 보세요.
And when I continued to emphasize that time and time again, he began to look at me as if I was a little bit strange in the head.
한번 나를 보고요. 저 통닭집 데리고 가는 거예요.
And once he took me to a fried chicken restaurant.
그러더 나오면 살 말이 요새 좀 내가 좀 이상하대요.
And as we were walking out of the restaurant together, he was looking at me and he said, "I think you're a little bit strange these days."
하나도 이상하지 않지요.
It's not strange at all.
달라진 거 하나 있습니다.
There's only one thing that had changed.
전에는 안 그랬는데 그때 확실한 언약 붙잡았어요.
I had not done so in the past, but from that moment on, I
was holding 달라졌어.
on to the sure covenant. That was the
능력도
only change.
달라진 게 없고.
That I had experienced.
뭐 가진 것도 없고 똑같아요.
My ability, my possessions, nothing else had changed. Everything else was exactly
언약만
the same.
굳게 붙잡았다.
All I had
붙잡으세요.
changed was that I was firmly holding on to the covenant.
틀림없습니다.
You too must hold on to it, and surely the answers will come.
진짜 하나님 세계복음화문을 열어준 거죠.
And we see that certainly God did open up the door to world evangelization.
어려울 때도 흔들릴 필요 없습니다.
Even when you are hard pressed with difficulties, there's no need for you to be shaken.
지금은 저는 말이 이렇게 부산, 서울 이런데 말이 이 여러분들 좋은 분들 만나 신앙생활이 얼마나 좋은지. 나는 옛날에 부경절 있을 때 얼마나 교회가 이상한지 그 교회가 맨날 싸워요.
And right now, I'm so pleased and so happy because I'm able to carry out this ministry together with fine individuals like you in Seoul as well as people in Busan. But in the past, when I was serving as a pastor and I was serving the church, those churches were so strange. They were always infighting.
이 교회에서 싸우는 사람을 딱 보면요. 저는 마귀를 본 적은 없는데 아, 저게 마귀구나 하셔야 돼요. 완전 마귀예요. 그냥.
And when you look at people who really begin to fight and quarrel in the church, you think to yourself, I've never seen the devil, but that must be how he appears.
언약 잡고 기도했습니다.
I held on to the covenant and prayed.
언약 굳게 잡아야 돼요.
I firmly hold on to the covenant, and you must
do so as well. 반드시 세계복음화 해야 되니까 언약을 하나님 저를 전도할 수 있는 교회로 보내주십시오.
I firmly held on the covenant because I needed to carry out world evangelization, and I began to pray to God. God, lead me to a church that can evangelize.
평생 동안 복음 전할 수 있는 교회로 보내주십시오.
Lead me to a church where all life long, all I need to do is evangelize.
진짜 그 기도했어요.
That's the only prayer I prayed.
나는 능력이 없습니다.
I have no ability.
정말로 없습니다.
Absolutely none.
저를 전도할 수 있는 교회로 보내주십시오.
So God, send me to a church where I can evangelize.
틀림없습니다, 여러분.
It is an undisputed.
그래서
fact.
오늘 군사역 여러분과 파송하는 여러분들이 굳게 붙잡아야 돼요.
That's why all of you military ministry workers, as well as all of you commissioning them out, we must together firmly hold on to this covenant.
자, 이 모세 어머니가 모세를 왕궁의 집으로 앞으로 일어날 걸 굳게 붙잡았다니까요.
Moses' mother, before sending out her son into the royal palace, she firmly held on to the covenant that would come in the future.
오늘 이 한나라고 하는 여자가 사무엘을 성전으로 보내 키우면 나실인 돼서 국가 살릴 걸 확실히 믿어고요.
And this woman, Hannah, she surely believed that if she gave birth to her son Samuel to, and raised him up as a Nazarite where he was growing up in the temple, that he would absolutely grow up to save the nation.
어떤 위기가 와도 괜찮습니다.
No matter what crisis comes our way, it's all right.
엘리야, 엘리사, 오바다를 보세요. 어떤 위기 와도 언약 굳게 딱 잡고 있는 거예요.
Look at Elijah, Elisha, and Obadiah. No matter what kind of crises came their way and they were confronted with, they were not shaken.
그래서 우리 파송되는 군사역이든지 메시지 다 잡았기 때문에 일강, 이강, 상강 다 잡았기 때문에 세 가지 딱 기도하면 됩니다.
And that's why all of you military missionaries who are being commissioned out, because you've already received the message already, all three lectures, hold fast to that. And go out.
지금부터 군을 살리고 나라 살리는 흑암 꺾는 기도.
Starting now, begin the prayers to break down the forces of darkness that are working upon the military and the field.
지금부터 후대 살리는 기도.
And begin the prayer to save the posterity starting now.
틀림없는 미래는 앞으로 오기 때문에 미래 살리는 기도.
A certain future awaits us, so now begin the prayer to save that future.
이거 본 사람은 이깁니다.
And those who have seen this have no choice but to triumph.
자, 여러분, 포로로 잡혀갔단 말이에요.
We see that he was taken as captive.
그런데 사드랑 메사보는 다니엘 친구 다 에서도 죽게 됐잖아요, 다.
And all those who were taken captive, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, even Esther, they had no choice but to face death.
아니, 생각 어떻게 그렇게 담대했습니까?
How could they have been so bold in the face of death?
이유가 있어요.
There's a reason for it.
워낙 앞으로 일어날 언약을 굳게 잡았기 때문에요. 죽음 두렵다는 거예요.
They were holding so firmly to the covenant of what would happen in the coming future. They were not even afraid of death.
우리는 복음이 잃고 영적 힘이 없어서 포로되어 왔다.
They understood that they had lost hold of the gospel because they had no spiritual strength. They were taken as captives.
그런데 왕궁으로 들어왔구나.
But here we are. We're here in the royal palace.
나는 여기서 증거를 보이겠다.
In this place, I will show evidence. 거예요. They firmly hold on to the covenant.
예, 틀림없습니다.
And absolutely the works arose.
안 오는 것처럼 보이지만은 사건 통해서 응답이 오게 돼 있습니다.
The answers at first may appear as though they're not coming, but through these incidents and happenings,
이 기도를 시작해라 그 말입니다.
It was fulfilled. So begin this prayer.
초대 교회는 전혀 흔들리지 않았잖아요.
The early church was so very steadfast.
용기가 좋은 게 아닙니다.
It wasn't because they were courageous.
참은 게 아니라니까요.
It wasn't that they had infinite patience.
예수님께서 감람산에서 얘기했어요.
Jesus said on the Mount of Olives.
이스라엘의 멸망.
He spoke about the destruction of Israel.
로마의 멸망.
He spoke about the destruction of Rome.
상세히 얘기했죠.
And he spoke about it in detail.
성령 충만 받으라.
And he said, be filled with the Holy Spirit.
능력 받으라.
And receive power.
증인 될 거다.
For you will stand as witnesses.
그럴 것입니다.
And with that, it was finished. That's why they were not shaken.
그대로 응답 왔습니다.
And that's why they were able to receive that kind of answer.
전국의 우리 교회 성도 여러분, 국가를 위해 기도해야 되고요. 군사역 위해 기도하세요.
All of our believers scattered
throughout the nation. 진짜로 이때까지 안 했으면 지금부터 하세요.
If you have not been praying for our nation and for the military until now, you must begin that prayer now.
여러분 잘 안 했을 겁니다. 지금부터 하세요.
And I'm almost certain that you have not prayed for that until now, but you must begin that prayer.
우리는 이분들을 힘 있게 뛸 수 있도록 영적으로 파송해야 돼요.
We must spiritually commission out these individuals so that they can really have strength and carry on with their ministry in the field.
군선교를 돕는 교회가 없어요.
We don't have many churches who are fully supporting military missions.
그날 진짜 하나도 없냐고 물어봤더니 우리 교회는 하더라고 좀 보니 좀 조금 한다 그러더라고요. 사실인지 모르겠는데.
And so I thought to myself, is there absolutely no church that is funding or supporting military missions? And when I asked, they were saying that our church supports military missions just a little bit.
지금 군대가 있는데 마지막 기회입니다. 각 교회들이 군성기업이 책정해야 돼요.
That military 교회가. is that a final opportunity. So each and every church needs to designate funding and support for the military.
여러분 할 것만큼 어려움 많은데 각 교회들이 조금 책정해 버리면요. 이게 전체가 합치면 힘이 된다니까요.
And yes, there's so much work that we need to carry out, so much ministry to conduct, but if we were just to bring together just a little bit of our strength, just a little bit, that collectively become a tremendous power.
이 군성교육이 중요한 줄 모르고 특별히 헌금하는 사람들도 없어요.
People don't even know the importance of military missions, and so there aren't many people who give their special offering for this ministry.
이제 어떤 면에서는 여러분들이 좀 뭐 단체를 만들더라도 요즘은 쉽잖아요. 진짜 군에다가 이게 예? 군목을 좀 파송할 수 있는 사회자 파송할 수 있는 이런 지금도 하고 계시지만은요 이런 걸 붙잡아야 돼요.
And even if it's come to the point where we have to make a new organization and a group to be able to send out ministry workers and military chaplains, I'm sure that you're doing that already now. We need to really come together for this effort.
그 우리 기자 가운데 엄무한이라는 목사님 계세요. 이분이 군사역을 해요.
And so there's a reporter by the name of Amuan, and he's actually a pastor. And this person is, he's working in military missions.
제보가 이제 이게 군사에 했던 걸 글로 보내요.
And he actually sends to me in writing the ministry that he carries out in the military field.
이 지금 젊은이들이 얼마만큼 힘이 없나면요. 맛있는 걸 주면 그러려다가 다 간대요.
And he is,
아직도.
He shared with me that because these young people lack so much power, when you just have a little bit of good food set out, that's where everybody begins to swarm.
그러면 뭐 맛있는 음식, 간식 같은 거 많이 주고 그러면은 뭐 그냥 그걸 몰려가고 또 교회 안 오고 이렇대요.
And if there are other groups or meetings where they hand out good snacks
그런다네.
or food to eat, that's where they all go. They don't go to the church.
그러면서 그 어떤 기록해놨는데 보니까 조금 내가 놀라운 얘기를 안 했더라고요.
And in the report that he was sharing with me, he wrote something down that took me by surprise.
계속해서 천주교로 많이 간다는 거요.
And he said that there is a tendency where a lot of these young soldiers go to the Catholic church meetings.
그리고 왜 그런가 했더니 신부 한 명이요. 신부 한 명이 훈련 그 받는 아이들하고 같이 훈련을 받는다네 뛰면서.
And I looked into why that's the case, and it was because this one priest, when the other soldiers are receiving training, he actually takes part in that training with them.
그게 뭐 가능한가 봐요.
And perhaps that's possible.
아니 신부 한 명이 이제 군인들하고 같이 똑같이 훈련을 받고 뛰고 같이 막 대화하고 이렇게 하는 거죠.
And so this priest actually engages in that same training program with the other soldiers, running together, staying with them.
아이들이요, 거기서 마음 문이 열려가지고.
And through that, these young soldiers have all their hearts open to him.
정말 그들이 먹는 것 때문에 그렇겠습니까?
Do you really think that they're going to those meetings just
아니거든요.
to get a little bit of food or snacks to eat? It's not.
지금 이 젊은 청년들이 군에 가서요, 2년을 때워야 되니까 사병들 말이요, 완전히 비어 있습니다.
And so these young soldiers, they go to the military. They don't go voluntarily, so they're forced to go there, and they have to spend the next 2 years there. And so that's why they're in such difficulty.
영적 문제 고칠 수 있는 마지막 기회입니다.
But actually, this is the final
분명히 영적 문제 있습니다.
opportunity to address their spiritual problems because they are suffering from spiritual problems.
각인된 거 바꾸는 마지막 기회.
It is that final opportunity to change what
됩니다.
is incorrectly imprinted upon them. We must begin this prayer.
정말 군사에 가시는 분들 마지막 기회인 줄 알고 하셔야 됩니다.
Military ministry workers, you must recognize that this is a final opportunity as you carry out your ministry.
나중에 알겠지요.
You'll come to know this.
세상 나가서 강한 바람 몰아치면 감당 못 합니다.
Much later on, people once they step out into the world, into society, and when a very strong wind blows and disasters and problems come their way, they can't withstand that.
오늘 우리 군사역들과 모든 성도님들이 오늘 이 힘을 회복해야 되겠습니다.
Today all of our military ministry workers and all of our believers must restore this strength.
국가를 위해 기도할 때 하나님이 가장 큰 응답들을 주셨어요.
When we pray for the nation, God grants the greatest answers.
오늘 우리는 그 기도를 회복해야 되겠다.
Today we must restore that prayer.
우리는 대통령 선거도 있고 각종 중요한 것 많이 남았습니다. 국가를 위해 기도해야 됩니다.
Important political itineraries, a lot of important schedules like the presidential elections are coming up, and we must continue to pray for our country.
대한민국의 흑암 세력이 무너지도록 오늘 기도해야 돼요.
Today we must pray together so that the forces of darkness at work upon the Republic of Korea will completely break down.
대한민국 모든 정치 모든 어려운 현장 속에 있는 모든 곳에 흑암이 무너지도록 기도해야죠.
We must pray so that all the forces of darkness that are at work in our politics, in all the different aspects and parts of our society where there's so much difficulty, all of that must break down.
우리 군사역자들 이 언약 굳게 잡는 날이 되기를 예수 이름으로 축복합니다. 기도하겠습니다. 하나님 감사합니다. 오늘 그 언약을 붙잡는 날이 되게 하옵소서. 정말 기도하는 사람이 되게 해 주옵소서. 재앙 무너뜨리는 후대 세우는 기도의 사람이 되게 하옵소서.
May we become people of prayer who break down all the impending disasters and who revive the posterity.
미래가 보이는 기도의 사람이 되게 해 주옵소서.
May we become people of prayer who are able to see the coming future.
예수 그리스도 이름으로 기도하옵나이다.
In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.